We are 19 lines up from the bottom on Nun Aleph Amud Beis at the next Mishnah. Avodas Kochavim Shehayla Gina Omerchatz Nenin Mehen Shelo Betova Ve'ein Nenin Mehen Betova. So the first statement that the Mishnah makes is that if an idolater or an Avodas Kochavim, an idol, has a garden or a bathhouse that's included in the area of this idol, you can get benefit from that bathhouse or that garden Shelo Betova, without consideration, in other words, without payment, as Rashi says. You can't pay the komrim, you can't pay the priests for the benefit of using it. Nenimhem shelo betova. You can get benefit if you don't pay them anything. However, you cannot get benefit if you have to pay them. Haya shelav shelachirim. If it was joint partnership, it was owned by the komrim and also non-komer. Nenimhem betova. Ubein bein betova bein shelo betova. Then you can get benefit even with a payment. So that's the first statement. The second part of the Mishnah, Avodas Kochavim shall obit kochavim asura miyad, v'shal Yisrael ein asura achatiyavid. Says the Mishnah that when an idolater makes an idol, it becomes prohibited for benefit as soon as it's formed, not as soon as it's worshipped. But if a Jew makes an idol, it only becomes usur when it is worshipped, not when it is formed. Okay, that second part of the Mishnah we're going to focus on later. Right now we're going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah about paying for usage of a garden or a bathhouse connected to the idol. Amar Abaye, Betova, and we already alluded to this before, says Abaye, what it says in the Mishnah, you can benefit, you cannot benefit if there's consideration. It means Betova's Komrim, that means to benefit the Komer, the priests. That would be a problematic. Shelo Betova, Shelo Betova's Komrim, but if it's the Komer is not getting any benefit from it, if it's free, then there's no problem, you can use it. However, so the implication is Lafuke Tovas Ovdeha. However, just a stam idolater who's not the pagan, he's not the leader of the idol, then you would be allowed to use the bathhouse and the garden if the payment is going to the just general idolater. The idea is that if you pay the pagan, it's going straight to the avodah zarah. But if you give it to the idolater, it's not lav davka that it's going straight to the avodah zarah. So ika demasni la seifa, there are those who take Abaye's inference about Tovas Ovdeha, they learn it for the second part of that statement. If the idol was jointly owned, you can benefit it whether it's for consideration or not. Amar Abaye says, and Abaye comes along and qualifies that statement by saying, Betova Betova Sacherim, you can benefit without consideration if the money is going to Acherim, to the partner, Shelo Betova, and if it's for free, then you can benefit, meaning Shelo Betova's Komrim, as long as the Komer is not getting benefit. In other words, what the way he's learning it now, or the way that you can learn the second part of the statement, is that you can never give any consideration to a Komer in order to, even if there's a partnership, if he gets any of the benefit, it is prohibited. So you have two different conclusions that emerge from these two statements. So then that's what the Gemara alludes to. Now, man demasni aseifa kol shekein hareisha. Whoever understands Abaye's statement going on the end of the Mishnah, that if a komer is involved even as a business partner, he cannot accept money. It's be usher to give him money, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it. So obviously, if he's the sole owner of the garden, you wouldn't be able to give him money. However, man demasni hareisha aval seifa kiventika chayrim bahada afilo betovas komer. However, if you learn a Abaye statement going on the Reisha of our Mishnah, then what we would say is that it's only prohibited when he's the sole proprietor, but when he has a business partner, then you would be allowed to pay him money. Why? Because there's somebody else together, they're splitting up the money, and therefore it's not considered such a significant, perhaps, benefit to the Komer.